make fun of any of this because I'm going to do all of it. Maybe not that. Oh, ATVs are the number one cause of spinal damage in your Appalachian areas. I don't know. I'm assuming. Needless to say, the skateboarder breaks his back.
I appreciate the, like, two people who were voluntarily wearing a helmet.
Well, that's the weird thing. They just woke up with the helmet and didn't even know they were wearing it.
They probably have to sleep with it on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It got that bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids where the helmet days don't end after puberty. It's just you got to keep on wearing them. Well, we were just talking. Again, we always waste our talkie and jibber jabber before the show starts because we don't know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. One of Gino's many fans left a whole, I think it was like 15-year-old Glenfiddich in there.
You know? That's really nice.
That is a good gift. And I was saying it yesterday. It reminds me, I think Hunter S. Thompson's overrated to begin with, but the more he would drink and drug, the worse he would get as a writer. And so to circumnavigate his shitty writing income, he would start doing these public speaking stuff like in the late 70s and early 80s. Mm-hmm. And he was already known as like this crazy gonzo journalist, libertine. And as a result, every college he would go to, people would throw grams of coke and joints on the stage. Oh, and wow. He would be in the middle of speaking and like Pavlov's dog, he would just see all of the cocaine and all of the joints and whatever else they were throwing up there, probably tabs of acid, and just start cleaning them up like with a broom, sticking them in his pockets. And that's like what people do with Gino, bringing him whiskey.
That makes more sense than, you know, like a rocker, women throwing their bras or
yes.
their panties. What are they going to do with that? It's not like they can use it. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, good for him. And I'm glad that we're able to indulge as well.
And speaking of fanning out, I just purchased my ticket to see John Mayer at Madison Square Garden this summer. And
there are certain things you shouldn't mention on air.
What?
I don't know. Maybe that. But go on.
I love him.
I know you do. I know you do. It's a problem.
People already know that. But I'm going with some friends. And I was tasked with buying these tickets because no one else was doing it. Usually it's my sister or our other friend who will do it. And then I'll pay them. But they weren't like on it.
Well,
and I need to go. So it got to the point where I was just going to buy myself a ticket. I was going to go alone.
I wish you did. Oh, God.
Is that lame?
No. I mean,
it's not like during it I can talk to anyone.
True.
You don't talk during a concert.
Particularly not a John Mayer concert. You want to hear
single
poetic lyric.
I'm sorry, but those guitar riffs, he's brilliant.
Ugh.
Anyways.
He just has a guitarist named
Riff. I was just about to buy my own ticket, so I messaged my sister. This is a few days ago. And I'm like, hey, I'm just going to get a ticket. I'm going to spend a lot of money on it. Do you want to come? And she was like, yes. So I was like, all right, I'm about to buy us these two. And she's like, well, just ask our friend, just in case, see if she, because we thought she was going to go with other friends. So I messaged her. She goes, oh, well, let me check on these other girls. So it turned into me waiting on... If these other girls were going to come, I'm putting thousands of dollars on my credit card. And I'm like, this is bullshit. So I just got four tickets.
They knew what they were doing. They knew.
Two of them have paid me so far. I'm waiting on the others. But these fees, man.
Yeah.
And I tweeted about it. I got them from StubHub. Diane, I bought your tickets and you made a killing. You're upcharged for those tickets. Holy shit. I think people have a business out of this. People,
yes.
Their job is just they buy tickets for events. They hike up the price and resell them.
That's absolutely a thing. Yes. And they've been trying to.
Why have I not been doing that?
Because you buy tickets for John Mayer. Hard to upgrade. They found a sucker and her name rhymes with Schmo Schwanzinski. And your friends all knew that push comes to shove, you're going to go. So they're just going to wait for you to do all of it. And, use you like the John Mayer drug mule that you are as far as tickets are concerned.
But it's like this idea of, I want us to all sit together. Why? I'll just tell you what section I'm in. Buy a ticket in the same section. I'll wave at you. Like, why does it... hang out beforehand?
You like John Mayer, but you don't like people. which actually makes a lot of sense. So you don't need to sit with actual people while you're enjoying John Mayer.
John Mayer is not something you enjoy with other people.
No.
Okay? That's
a soundtrack.
I would say
that he's not something you enjoy.
That's a CD. You know, you CD. What am I talking about? An album you listen to, like, when you're commuting or just, like, moody or... Yeah.
Or you need a soundtrack to your own suicide. Things like this. That's when John Mayer comes in handy with his little bee sting lips and talking about bodies being Wonderland.
You recently did another Instagram Live all about pants.
Oh, good.
And I watched all 30 minutes of it.
30 minutes? What is
wrong
with
you? He found pictures of pants from different decades. And he talked about how it makes the outfit. You just got to go on there.
You know what? I actually might enjoy that.
It's really fascinating.
I actually encourage you to look it up because as problematic as our own Gavin McGinnis can be as far as some of his political writings are concerned, Gavin is like a really funny, great writer when he doesn't do any of that bullshit. And a great example of that is he just – this was years ago and I always reference it. He just did a fashion dissertation on the movie Jaws, and a lot of it has to do with pants.
Oh, my God.
It's so fucking good. I urge anyone to look it up. I think you just type in Gavin McGinnis and Jaws. It's A, hilarious, B, unbelievably accurate, because you realize, at least if you're a guy, every single thing that every main character in Jaws is wearing, you want to wear. Even though it's like middle of 70s, which is problematic as some of the styles are concerned. But everything from Shaw to Hoopa! Chief Brody, they all looked awesome. Everything they wore was amazing. And Gavin's big thing, too, is like, why is it so hard to find pants that fit? And he goes to Chief Brody, and it's not too skinny, and it's not too baggy. It's like the perfect pair of pants that Chief Brody wore on Amity. And it's really funny. And I always wish he would just do more of that.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to...
It's
not going to make those boys proud.
He's always been stylish, Gavin.
Gavin is a very stylish motherfucker.
Yeah.
I like the way he dresses.
And he knows his shit, you know, pocket squares and socks and the like. Like, he's very... What, Garrett?
He put paper towels in his pocket and just put the corner out and made it look like a pocket square.
See? He has these ingenious tricks.
He does.
That's amazing. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
At least 90% of his shows, he would be like, oh, I forgot a pocket square, and pull out a paper towel and fold it all nice.
I love that.
And then his breast pocket is extremely absorbent.
True.
You know, like,
sop up all that alcohol.
And you know why that's really good? Because a lot of people don't know this. Gavin lactates. And so that could kind of get some of the milk out of it. It's very strange. We don't know how this happens.
Every time he hears a crying baby.
So it's so weird. I've always encouraged him to sort of be, what do you call it? The moms that breastfeed for other mothers? Midwives. Yes, right? I've always thought Gavin should be a mid-husband.
I don't believe that's a requirement of a midwife.
That she has to breastfeed. Yes, it is. Is it not?
I don't think so.
Well, but how many times do I have to tell you this? Don't think.
I can tell you.
You're worse when you think.
Wet nurse.
You the wet nurse.
Wet nurse. Oh, I said midwife.
No, but sometimes a wet nurse will just.
She gets me again.
A wet nurse will just like wake up the mom when she's sleeping and just put the baby on the teat.
I just like it when you say teat. By the way, how is wet nurse not a category of porn? There's a whole other area that Vivid Video needs to call me about.
That's funny.
We'll talk to Alana Love. Maybe we can partner up. But Gavin is very stylish, but also the thing that reminds me of the fact that he's putting like... tissue paper into his pocket.
Paper towel?
Yeah, Scottish people are notoriously cheap. Like, that's their big stereotype. So Gavin's both stylish, but he's a cheap motherfucker. So that's both things right there. Him being stylish and...
Well, yeah, and I remember he did a video once or a post once about high and low fashion. He will mix it up.
Yes.
He will do, like, high-end brands with, like, a cheaper brand. He'll mix them.
Well, now, all right, so I'm not going to watch this John Mayer pant thing, even though I have to admit I'm a little bit intrigued now, but you lost me at half an hour. When you watched that, did you find yourself thinking that John Mayer, he in and of himself, has good fashion sense? Like, do you like the way John Mayer dresses?
Well, he did the whole bit without wearing pants, which I thought was funny.
Oh, God.
No.
I thought you had better taste.
His style is strange. I'm not really into it.
Does he have style? Like, if you were to tell me, like, I can't think of one thing that John Mayer wears.
Very specifically, John Mayer will wear sneakers. He wears a lot of these athletic sneakers. That's his like thing, and like in lots of different colors. But no, what I loved, he just committed to the bit for a full half hour, which I just thought was, he wasn't like backtracking and getting embarrassed. Like, he really did. And he had proof to back it up. He kept showing pictures and he was like, you can't necessarily tell what decade this is until you see the pants. Pants
That's
define decades.
Well, and I always made the one, there's a lot of great things about
John Mayer?
Fox News. No, right? John Mayer, come on. One of them was that the health care was tremendous. And the second was we had this thing called...
Oh, I never got health care there.
At least I have that over you. But why do women need health care? I'm the one that needs to go to the gynecologist. Wait, that's how it works, right? Dudes go to gynecologists?
God.
Yeah? That's I forget. By the way, I want to be a wet nurse if anyone needs me. I had a wardrobe budget, and that's hilarious because I basically would dress like this on Fox News. But if you don't use the wardrobe budget, it's like you don't get the money back. And we have these kind of tables where you could see the pants or often.
They're called trunk shows.
Trunk shows, thank you. But we had table, like our red eye table was you could see people's legs. Uh-huh. Maybe other people would refer to the woman sitting outside of the table as the leg chair. We never did because that's very sexist. But
I loved the leg chair. Y'all are missing so much with this show.
I know. Thank you. Exactly. But then the upside is you don't have to shave.
True. I just wear pants. Listen, Keith, if you want to give me a wardrobe budget, I will I'll sexy it up a little bit. I'm not paid enough right now.
I like how we do our negotiations on air. But I thought it would be funny, and now I kind of fucked it up because now all my jeans are bell bottoms. But I thought it'd be funny that I used my wardrobe budget to get like handkerchiefs and stuff like that to the tailor. We had a Fox News tailor, and they made me a shitload of bell bottoms out of my old jeans. And so like everyone would see the woman on our show's beautiful legs. And then they'd see my Scooby-Doo-sized bell-bottoms right next to them. I mean, it was humorous, but then now, unfortunately, all I have are bell-bottoms.
You know, you wear them a lot still.
I do, yeah. Well, you know, they keep me from being pantless, and so America wins. And I like bell-bottoms, but you know what? No one else does. I guess there's a reason why.
No one has calves that big.
Maybe I do.
Why do you need the extra room?
My ankles need to breathe. I have been telling you this since the day is long. I have very sweaty ankles, and the more that I can wear them, the better. And also, I like to wear giant, sort of like guar-type boots with lots of spikes in them. So, you know, the bell-bottoms can actually contain.
So
the
when
boots.
You go into Hot Topic, you feel like you belong when you're picking up young women.
Yes. I forgot what that's like. Women, young, picking up. I don't know any of it. That's the problem. It's just like, I thought it was hilarious. No one else did. And now all I've got is this closet full of bell bottoms. And, you know, gets near laundry day, I'll still wear them. It's called not giving a fuck. That's the beauty of aging.
Yeah,
people.
I have about 50 dresses that I never wear.
Well, you have Dana Perino dresses.
I do. I'll keep those. But I'm thinking of selling the other ones, just like bringing them to a consignment shop and just like...
Because
I want to make some money back.
Well, yeah, you know? As you should.
It won't be the full price, but like rather than just donating them.
Oh my God, please. Who's that help? People
Why would
that
I
need
just
help?
Give those away to needy people.
Thank you.
Do you Why? Know what I say about needy people? They're annoyingly needy. I'm kidding.
Oh, John Mayer wouldn't like that. You know what? He's got a big heart, and he would not appreciate how awful you are to anyone who needs things. Well, you should do that. And also, that's where I fucked up, too, because, like, they gave you a lot of money for this stupid wardrobe budget. What I should have done is just gone to those trunk shows, and they just display shit that you could get. I think I got one suit. But why didn't I just get them and resell them? Like that, like really nice stuff I could have gotten.
Yeah.
I just wasn't thinking. Stinking thinking. That's what I was doing. Oh, yeah. God. What a money-making racket that would have been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so upset. Ugh. So aside from John Mayer, what else is going on in your so-called life?
Oh, gosh. No, not too much. Acting class tonight. Very excited.
I mean, what level are you on right now? I'm starting to think this is Scientology.
I don't know.
Are you a thetan yet? Or have you gotten rid
of your thetans? I have like 3 weeks left. It's not my favorite acting class. I'm not getting a lot out of it, but...
Well, then stop!
I've already paid for 10 weeks, and I want to feel like I got my money's worth.
Is there a monologue going on tonight?
No. Tonight, I picked a scene from the show Scandal, and it's me and another girl. Finding a scene, a dramatic scene with two women is incredibly hard. You know, they talk about that, not Rush Hour test, Bachamel.
You mean Rorschach?
No, it's this test where they figure out, they look for scenes where women aren't talking about men or it's not about men.
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
There's not many, guys. I was trying to find scenes, and even the one I found, we are talking about the president, but, like, it's really hard to find good dramatic scenes where there isn't a man in it and it's just two women.
Wait, which one's Scandal?
Scandal's the one with, it's a Shonda Rhimes show. Kerry Washington plays Olivia Pope, who is like a fix-it for the political elites, but she was also the president's mistress.
I can see how that'd be an issue.
Yeah, so I found a scene from there. It's super short. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm over it.
What's the theme of it? Like, you're talking about the president, but it's not sex-related? Like, you're not having...
The issue... So, since we're the fix-its, right? So, there's this girl who is claiming she's a mistress of the president. And Olivia Pope's like, no, she's not. Wink, wink, it's me! But then this girl, like, slashed her wrists. And I'm like, hey, I believe her. And Olivia's like, she's lying. And I'm like, okay, how do you know? She's like, I know the president. And then I'm like, okay, but blah, blah, blah. He called her sweet baby. And Olivia goes, what? I'll be right back. And she goes to the president and she, like, hits him in the face because that's what he would call her. So that's how she realizes he was sleeping with someone else.
What a dirty dog. And so, here, I thought presidents never, ever compromised a woman's integrity. And again, Scandal has taught me a lot. That's the first time that's ever come out of my mouth. Well, I don't know if everyone's here. But should we bring, because I know we have a
I think whoever is here, let's just bring him in.
I don't like your tone. That was a little uppity.
Bring him in.
That's better. All right, let's do it. All right, is everyone here? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a little thing called The Flagship, and it's a big thing called Dave Landau. He is co-host of it, The Anthony Cumia Show, starring Dave Landau. That guy is here, and it's about time. It's been a while. Oh, come on, Gino. First of all, Lando's sober. How dare you? You guys, Keanu Thompson is back. God bless. She is back. She is the co-host, best host of This Week in Sex, a wonderful podcast that I don't think it's ever going to air. But I don't know if it should. Oh, my Ella. We brought a dog that nursed me back to health.
Goodness.
Seven Chaperone is back. She is the brains behind Mind Your Beauty, a YouTube channel that features all of her talents as a makeup artist to the stars. What? Guys, I'm serious. A-list stars. Mostly like the people we have here today. And this dog that she's with right now.
He shamed.
Huh?
You shamed this dog.
How?
You have dog shamed her on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I dog shamed her belly.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
No, you said she was a farter, and I said that's your breath.
Is it a Yorkie?
Oh, yeah.
It's a Chorky.
It's a Bobby.
A Chihuahua Yorkie.
Oh, look at you. Okay, by the way, I didn't tell you, Lando's horribly allergic to dogs, and he's breaking on hives right now.
Look at you.
Yes.
But also, look at, she's like reflexing right now because she doesn't like anything furry or animals.
No, it's just I'm worried that my cat might get a little
you seem like
aggressive.
More of a cat woman.
She is a anti-everything woman. That includes humans.
It's just, I've never been around animals.
I will say this about Ella. Seven was very kind to take care of me after I had surgery on this bad boy. I had some invasive hand surgery. And so Seven took care of me, picked me up, the whole thing. That dog knew that I was in horrible pain and slept right next to me, like took care of me the whole night. Yeah, she was
like
very
that.
Sweet.
I'm in heaven. This is the cutest dog I've ever seen in my life. Okay.
This is a very cute
Hi,
dog.
Sweetheart.
Hi, Bobby. Whoopi.
Uncle Bell's right here. And look at how upset Joe is right
put
now.
Put her on the floor.
I'm just like,
don't like dogs?
Put her on the floor.
No, I just don't know how to act around them.
By the way, Garrett, do we have
yeah, really...
run around here? I don't think did Gino leave any grams of cocaine on the ground? do not need. We do not need her to grab any of that.
There's a lot of liquor spilled everywhere.
Yeah, but she's good. She's fine with that.
Sorry for
look at her mom.
Something.
No, I'm so happy you did.
Hi, show.
Look at you. Well, and Garrett, feel free to throw up in, at any point Joanne showing her capability or lack thereof of holding a dog when she would go to very. There we go.
Yay,
look how awkward.
She can do it.
Have you never had a dog?
I've never had a dog. I never learned how to love.
You look like you're not breathing, like you stopped breathing for the photo.
So why am I so orange? I am so
that's a lot of orange.
The background.
I like orange. That look.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Look at that. She doesn't. Wasn't. She's like trying to be near
I
it,
love
but not
dogs.
Really.
I so.
Why are there so many dog photos of you?
Because America loves dogs, and as Miss New York, I was trying to become Miss USA, so I had to do the work.
Take it till you make it, girl.
Are you as uncomfortable around babies as you are around dogs?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding,
I've
ding,
only
ding.
Ever held a baby, like two different babies once.
No one has ever
I can only hold my baby, and I will not hold other people's baby. Yeah. I think I'll kill it.
I do,
totally.
Too. Yeah, I don't like
totally.
To hold other people's babies.
I feel like you're just going to crush the soft spot, and it's going to be embarrassing.
And then they're going to sue you, and then you're going to go to
jail
for
murder. Here's my
impression of Joe. It's a whole thing.
I don't like it. Oh, look at that.
Very close.
Little wubby. You're my little furry nurse. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming. Before we get to our stories, we have to do a post-mortem on our This Week in Sex show.
Ooh, woof. Okay.
I was telling, go run free, doggy. Go run
free. Didn't we have fun, though?
I loved it. But here's the thing. You guys, this is my first experience. I know this is shocking. In a sex club.
Yeah, it
and
was
that's
what?
Where we did it. Yeah, and this was like a hardcore themed. I told you it would have hurt your Catholic sensibilities. There was a confessional.
Yeah.
And yeah, and
you've
there was
seen people fucking there and it's like cathartic.
Isn't that what they do?
That's the thing. You invited us when
normal, right?
When was
yes,
this?
That is what
people
they do.
Watch.
This was on Sunday. We honor the Sabbath. And
you went to a sex club and you didn't invite any of us.
Well, we did a podcast at the sex club.
I host a podcast at a sex club. It's called NSFW. There's a jail room. There's a Catholic confessional. There's like a jungle room. There's mattresses everywhere. Like it's like a whole thing. There's semen like just like dripping down from the walls. It's
I thought they were men who worked at sea.
You thought it was Fleet Week.
Yeah. Is the Catholic confessional mainly little boys or is it all grown ups?
Oh, God.
Love little boys. No, I'm kidding. No. It's all grown ups.
It's the girl in the Catholic dress.
There's a medical room with like stirrups. It's wild. And I know it wasn't your most comfortable night of your life, but
I think I'm a prude. I might be a prude. But it was very industrial. Like, there was like, it looked like a Madonna video in a lot of the rooms, like in the late 80s. Yeah. Like, you know, respect yourself, like one of those things where, like, someone's going to come out and lick a milk. Yeah, one of those things. Like, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
But I know I loved it. I was very happy. I can now cross that off my bucket list.
Yeah,
I've been
in
a sex club. Didn't have sex in it, which is kind of my bucket list. Like, I've been
come
around.
Back.
Yeah.
Come back. We got to get you. Got to get you off a year of no sex. It can happen in a sex club. Sorry, should I not have brought that up?
that's the best part. Yeah.
I
love that I was on a sex podcast considering I'm basically a born again virgin. Fuck you,
you're
world.
Yeah.
I'm scared to answer this one because I just see burning bridges. But all right, Daryl, you're on Line Fun. What did Kevin say about me? Kevin and Brennan the host on Burning Bridges.
Kevin said on Monday he had some pretty harsh words to say about you and your career. Would you like to hear them?
I don't have a career, so go ahead.
Well, he sort of kind of just implied that. He said you're a washed-up, failed print journalist drinking himself to death, hoping that your career comes back. And honestly, you should just give your show up to him.
That is very rude.
Well, all right, now hold on.
Drinking.
There's something
is
I can. I'm fact checking this statement, and it's kind of accurate.
What I hear from that is that Kevin wants to work with me.
Yeah, that is it.
It's like the most flattering thing you've ever said. So.
Exciting.
Considering Kevin's never understood what it's like to actually kiss a real woman, he was not really capable of understanding what it was like when Joanne was actually brought aboard as a female co-host. So I'm seeing that could be problematic, although I shouldn't talk after being on This Week in Sex. But, Kevin, I'm fact-checking that statement, and everything Kevin said is right, but be careful what you wish for, because working with Joe is no picnic. It's more like a buffet.
Although, if Kevin likes John Mayer, I will have to think about this.
Kevin looks like John Mayer if he was going through chemo.
Oh.
And you can pass that on to him and go Neil Brennan.
I will. We love you, Bill. No worries, man. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Daryl.
I appreciate it, guys. But yeah, so like, how did you guys get that sex club as like your motif?
We used to be at a strip club, Rick's. Shout out, Rick's. Which we liked a lot. That was fun. But then the owner of the sex club came on our podcast and said, why don't you come and record here? So we were like, all right, it's fine. We like it. So
I liked it too, but then there's the flip side of that coin, which is I'm at a sex club with Gina Bisconti.
Which was, it's a wild episode, I have to say. It really
is. I'm scared to listen to it because we polished off an entire bottle of Jameson.
I'm editing it. God. It just gets worse and worse and worse.
Oh
yeah.
My God. That's the thing, like,
I am in so much trouble. You have no idea.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we'll talk after.
Okay.
I wonder if this is not suitable for air.
It's fine.
Well, yeah, but like, that's the thing. I've actually talked with Dave about this before. Like, when you do episodes where you're drunk and you think you're being charming and everything's going great, when you listen to it afterwards, it's never good. Like,
I wasn't.
Remember those old Howard Stern episodes where they do drunk episodes? Yeah. They're terrible.
I wasn't drunk on the episode. I was. I was just hammered after the episode. Yeah. That's the problem. But like, the episode's pretty good. But you guys don't seem like hammered on it. It seems fine. Good.
Well, you know what?
You seem charming. You just,
yeah, which is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they drink that much all the time.
Yeah, no, it was an entire bottle
of Jameson. I brought them a bottle of Jameson because I thought that's what they do.
That
so
is what
I wanted to make
do.
Them comfortable.
It's and this is literally an unwritten rider. Like, this is what we need.
Well, but by the way, the other thing that I remember about this is talk about honoring the Sabbath. The thing was like 8 o'clock, correct?
Yeah.
Well, this is Sunday. And they had had an event there, if you call it that. I don't know what the sex club terms are. They'd had an event
an
and
event.
Had not cleaned up before our. So there's like tissue papers everywhere.
Oh,
I saw
God.
Some used con. Oh, yeah. It was.
Bill was walking around like.
Yeah,
this
I
is
have hepatitis
great.
Now.
Thanks, guys. Like, no. Was... It's clean. It's lovely.
How does that work, though? Do they have to like test you to go in there? Or is it just at your
you
own risk?
I'm a member.
That's
but
a good
you,
question.
I am serious, yeah.
You don't have to get tested. You have to be like a millennial and cool, and then you have to pay $96, and then that's kind of...
They allow you in.
It's almost as much as my Massage Envy membership.
Without a happy ending. This place, you get one.
Thank you.
It depends on what
but
kind
no,
of rub
you
want.
Said
yeah, it's fair.
So like, no old ladies like myself.
No, you're... How could...
46,
oh,
girl.
They'd let you in 100%.
Okay.
My God, yeah.
We'll talk after.
You don't have to be a millennial, but like that's what it's like catered to. It's also like a weed club that...
Oh,
yeah,
girl. We'll be talking
target
after.
Target audience.
You should join. Honestly, seriously. They would love you there. Yeah.
I don't have $96, and I'm certainly not a millennial, so pass. We have... Why don't we get to Ariana Grande first?
Yeah.
Yay, guys.
It may or may not involve some quiz for you guys.
History is repeating itself 45 years later. On Tuesday, Ariana Grande became the first pop singer to claim the top three spots on the Hot 100 since the Beatles did it in 1964. So her current top three singles are Seven Rings, Thank You Next, and Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
She looks like she's...
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been 55 years. I can't do math.
I don't even know what numbers are.
So we are going to play a little game in the form of anything you can do, Joe can do better.
Graphics.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You can hear those biceps just popping.
Yes, I can.
Oh, the Kill Bill one is so dope.
All right, so I am going to read some of the lyrics from a Beatles song and an Ariana Grande song, and you have to guess who is who, okay?
Okay.
I'll buy you.
Look how excited they are.
I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, and money can't buy me love.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Hello.
Yeah. Versus, yeah, breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
That would be Ariana Grande.
Nice. Very
seven
good.
Rings,
very good.
I believe.
Y'all are two
can't
for
find
two.
Me love and
very
seven
smart
rings
right
yeah.
now.
Next one. Well, shake it up, baby, now. Twist and shout. Come on. Come on. Come on, baby, now. Come on and work it on out.
You were so young that you don't realize how obvious a Beatles song that
that's
is.
Beatles.
That's the Beatles.
Yeah. First is, thank you, next. Thank you, next. Thank you, next.
I like you when you do
I'm so fucking grateful for my ex.
Well, music's gotten shittier, that's for sure.
I do believe Paul McCartney said that last one, but it wasn't the song. That was Ariana Grande.
Yes.
And lastly, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear.
Beatles.
I'm in love with you. Beatles, very good.
You're also doing the Beatles first every time.
Right. Oh, damn it.
You're not making it very hard.
Lastly, break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm bored.
You just said the name of the song was break up with your girlfriend because I'm bored.
Dave, this is a game. It's supposed to be fun.
Is it a game?
Why are you not having fun?
This is a terrible game. I'm not trying to ruin it. But
you can hit it in the morning. Yeah, yeah. Like it's yours. I know it ain't right, but I don't care.
I just say it's
break
Beatles
up with your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm bored. I just wanted to make the point here that this was a very obvious game. And the fact that music has, like Dave said, gotten a lot shittier.
It has.
And I like Ariana Grande.
Isn't it ridiculous
Beatles,
that those lyrics are the ones
like either of them.
That are the Set top it. Three 55 years later?
Clearly standards have dropped.
Yeah.
But
just like everything else,
it's a banger, man. It's like the melody. If it makes
you like trap music,
if it makes
you
feel good. If it makes you feel, I love the Beatles. I love, love, love the Beatles. But
she just thinks it's a bug.
I can deal. Mm-hmm. I can deal with Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
I can too. You can dance better to Ariana Grande for sure. I mean, like, can't buy me love.
By the way, that is exactly how Seven dances. Yeah. That was very accurate.
So white.
Ariana Grande looks to me like a pedophile's wet dream. Like, I don't care how old she gets, she looks like she's a little midget and she looks like she's 12.
She's
and I feel like that's going to be half the people that follow her.
Her voice impressions are pretty insane, though. Have
yes.
you ever seen her do that?
Talented,
where she can hit all the singers? It's really good.
Yeah, that was eye-opening when she was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, she's really talented.
Credit. Well, one thing, not to go back to fucking News Corp, but one thing, and in particular, Seven would teach me, working there was I didn't really know what hair extensions were before working there. Mm-hmm. And then I could follow hair extensions like Hansel and Gretel's breadcrumbs to whoever Fox talent was wearing them. Mm-hmm. And I can spot them now like I can smell a fart in a car. And Ariana Grande is basically 5 foot nothing and all hair extensions. Mm-hmm. Like whatever the thing that's coming out of her head right there, it might as well be a horse's mane, but that ain't real hair.
It's a phony pony. And
I love that term.
She claims that she was complaining like a couple of months ago of like how painful it is for her to wear that pony.
Oh,
oh bitch, please. Cry me
thing.
A river.
Mm-hmm. She's the real
unreal.
Hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She made it a thing.
Oh, man.
Girl.
Well, I mean, so overall, we yay or nay on Ariana?
She's the hottest person, like, live. I have no problem with her. And if her music's good, that's fine. I love the Beatles.
Well, Dave, you were saying in the green room that you wish she would pronounce her consonants, though, because you can't understand what she's saying.
That's what I was saying, yes. There was a powwow around me.
Yeah,
and I have no idea what she's
saying. That's actually how I feel.
Says the person
you
with
can't,
the
You can't
essence.
Understand what she's saying. It's all...
That's how a lot of music's always been.
Yes.
I mean, even back then, you know, even back in the Beatles times.
They were British. They had an excuse.
Well, like,
really,
the they
sound American.
They Louis
all British
Louis.
People sound American when they sing.
I do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. They can be the most English person, and they just bust out into an American
Absolutely.
Voice.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The English accent remains an affectation because if you want to look it up, this is how people in England sounded, right, like in about 200 years ago. Ours is more of an accurate British accent than British people. It's a weird fact.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true.
So
yes.
Smart.
When in Shakespeare time, a lot of people make fun of people doing Shakespearean plays in American accents. That's how we mostly sounded back then. Isn't that
really?
Crazy? Yeah.
I believe
Queen Victoria wanted people to sound better because she didn't like the Cockney accent or whatever it was, which is basically this. And so she had an edict in England about how people should better talk, and it caught on.
Isn't Cockney like...
That's why English accents sound like an affectation, because they kind of are.
Isn't Cockney, though, like the really bad one?
Huh?
Isn't Cockney, though, the really, like...
Yeah, it is.
Bastardized version?
Well,
yeah.
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 The original Cockney is essentially low-class British. Like, it's basically Southern.
Right.
No offense to our Southern viewers.
Excuse me.
But,
Well, they're low-class.
Basically, what Cockney originally was a combination of American and Australian. The Australian accent and the American accent, if you were to combine those, that's what British people used to sound like. And the rest is them trying to work on sounding less annoying.
Then they sent the criminal class to Australia.
Yes.
There you go.
A low class Cockney. Exactly.
You can't understand the
Cockney. Oh. Yeah. If you really, if Shakespeare and Love were to be accurate, they would have sounded more like
love.
Us.
Oh.
We have been avoiding doing this story for quite some time until we had all the facts. But it seems like they're in. Jussie Smollett.
My obsession. Okay.
This is pretty good. Jussie Smollett, which sounds like something that you can tract. Like, oh, he looks like he's got
the morning.
Yeah, he's got Jussie Smollett on the side of his arm. Comedians have finally started tackling it on late night TV. The first one being, and you have an update for this on as far as whether or not this is his joke, Trevor Noah on The Daily Show has discussed the bizarre case that is Jussie Smollett claiming that he was gay bashed, racistly bashed, even though I'm not using the words correctly, in Chicago due to his character on Empire being gay, blah, blah, blah. Let's go to the clip.
Insane. But you have to admit, there's a certain part of the story that was always a little weird. Like, who are the MAGA supporters who hate gay people, who hate black people, but also happen to watch Empire?
So true.
Like, I've heard of hate watching, but that shit would be next level. It's like a member of the Klan buying tickets to Fiddler on the Roof, just like, look, I'm no fan of the Jews, but you gotta admit, they can play a mean fiddle. So now, it's being reported that Jussie Smollett paid a couple of guys to fake this attack, but who would accept money to do such a thing? These guys.
Sources say these Nigerian brothers told detectives Smollett directed them to buy the rope at this hardware store.
And I know that
FD Beaver. That's what they call
Ola
me.
Name. Captured on surveillance video around the time Smollett said
I know they're brothers,
attacked.
But does anybody else Ola find it hilarious that they keep saying brothers and putting up a picture of them? It's really funny to me. They're just like, these brothers were the ones that attacked him.
These brothers.
With an A.
You really should say siblings or something. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, they're like,
such a good point.
It's hilarious to me that it's just these brothers were the ones that ended up
hired
doing
a pair of brothers.
Exactly.
Brothers who are also related.
It ain't right.
Turn out not to be white, but some brothers.
I was just trying to go the subway.
He's going on and on. Now, because I don't follow my cousin's career.
The sandwich
very
was edible after bouncing off those 12 packs of abs.
Next level.
That sandwich would have been ruined.
Racism. I don't really follow my cousin's career anymore because I'm just jealous that he's 10 years younger than me and will be a success I never will. But you were saying that Andrew Schultz kind of came up with that
Andrew
line.
Andrew Schultz said that exact thing about like 4 days ago on his Instagram story.
I mean, there is a writer at Daily Show that should be fired.
I guess you could
steal jokes.
I guess you could say it's like a pretty obvious point. Like after hearing it's a hoax, and then like who would watch Empire and you know be a MAGA person? I don't know, but So Andrew Schultz said it, and other people have now been saying it too, and a lot of people are crediting Andrew. But yeah, he usually is, I think, ahead of the game on lots of things.
He's very clever.
There's so many fucked up levels to this thing. I was telling Joe before the show that I could do 4 hours on this. Dave, the thing that I think is the most pathological, obviously, I guess a lot of people in Hollywood are sociopaths, but the fact that his big defense when he would go on interviews was like, why would anyone make this up? Well, first of all, it sounds made up. It sounded made up from the beginning.
Yeah.
Bleach, also, noose, subway,
up. They just happen to have the bleach on them.
I know, and a noose. Not even just rope, a noose.
But his other go-to was like, why would I do that to the gay community? How much that would set us back if I did this to the gay community? I mean, this is fucking... it's not even a question, but your thoughts. Like, my mind is blown.
I think he's just an idiot. I mean, that's all... I think that he was trying to save his... I mean, now I've heard, though, that his job wasn't at risk, so I have no idea what the actual story is. But did you see the actual letter that he sent to himself?
I heard there was a letter, but I didn't see
Is that true? Did he do the letter?
He did the letter where...
Like, in crayon, a stick figure of, like,
of a man being like hung, and then it's like, you know how like it cut out magazine things like that said like die N-word or something.
Which is what people did before computers, did not trace handwriting.
Insane.
Yeah, and then he left the magazines at his apartment with the missing letters in it. Yeah, yeah. That's what they're saying.
Thank you for the update.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah. No. Like that's what and then if you look at the drawing, here, look at the drawing.
Yes, this.
He meant to draw a guy. Anthony pointed this out yesterday, hanging a guy, but he realized it was a shitty drawing, so he made it a tree. And then the one thing.
Oh my God.
And then the one thing is supposed to be a gun, I think, but it clearly looks like a drill. Yeah. So it looks like.
Penis.
Yeah. You will die, black.
A lot of penis
going on. Yeah, we're just like, this is missing an F right here. This is missing an A. I think you did it. And he clearly drew with his left hand. Just
right.
Like he had time to write the letter out, but then he wrote. But then
What's
he grabbed.
What's up with the one backwards L?
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, what is, why?
Is this man?
By the way, any Law & Order SVU will teach you that if you're putting glue on little cutout letters and you're doing all of that, there's going to be a lot of DNA on there.
No,
and unless he hired someone to do that for him.
Looks like
he wear gloves. He could have worn gloves and, you know, used like little tweezers and stuff.
But this looks like someone's done this before.
This looks like a seven-year-old in 1985 was trying to do an episode of Columbo.
He went
like, it's terrible. It's terrible.
He went to Michael's, got some Elmer's glue.
He went to the Crafty Beaver.
The Crafty
Beaver. He's like, I need rope, bleach, some magazines.
He was on some interview, and he was like, you know, adamantly denying that this happened. And I just quickly was like, passing by the TV, and I was like, that guy is the shittiest actor ever. I mean, I really don't know too much of the details of this story. This is fascinating what you just said. But like, it was like horrible acting. And just from that alone, I was like, you're so guilty.
They were like, why did you go to Subway? He was like, I didn't have any food in my fridge, okay? Yeah. I was hungry.
Listen, if I get to his level of success, my first priority is never having to go to a Subway again.
Yeah.
You would think that your food opportunities, when you have money and a little bit of fame, is that you can order food from anywhere and you'll pay the extra delivery fee because you can.
Is he famous, though?
He's on a vampire.
No, but
he's
enough
money.
Enough money.
I wonder where he is on the cast list on Empire. Right. He might be number 20. He's not even close to the number one.
So my brother worked at SoulCycle in Chicago, and he.
Same.
Yeah. So he would. Dang. And Jussie would.
Ooh, I like this already.
He would be like, I can't come in. I'm too famous. I can't come in at the appropriate time, so I have to come in 10 minutes later. It's a 45-minute class. Okay. So it would make like even a bigger like who is this clown? Like nobody knew. Oh, nobody was gonna like accost him at SoulCycle.
This guy, there's
he
a
is,
well, but
he
wouldn't
of all actors? This. Actors are the
he would come
they're
in,
the
like,
worst.
They're
I
the
agree.
Worst.
They're the worst people. Yeah.
The class was like way like going
they're so
already.
Pretentious, and they think they can get away with stuff like. Yes. And it's like you're right though. Wouldn't you order Uber Eats if you live in Chicago with roving gangs of MAGA hat people going around trying to lynch you all the time?
Have you ever been to Chicago? Chicago, not exactly MAGA country.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the quote.
No, but
yeah.
Also, again, Subway at 2 a.m., that's when you're desperate. That's when it's like, I'm drunk and I'm out and nothing else is open, and I happen to be passing it. You don't go out of your way to go to Subway.
Yeah. I'm thinking, too, like, where's there a Subway even open till 2? I think he took the sandwich with him. I don't even know if he had the sandwich in his hand. That's a lie.
What did he order? That also says a lot about a person.
I bet you it sucks. I bet it's the shittiest thing on the menu.
Yeah,
it's hard to do at Subway.
Like loaded up on veggies.
Yeah.
And what, like, the problem with this also too is that the kind of artillery it gives to actual bigots. Because I have a friend that was beaten to within the inch of his life by people that did not like gay people, and they quite literally broke his skull. And I look at something like
those
this.
Those people didn't like themselves.
Thank you. But like, I look at something like this, and it just adds fuel to the fire of people saying, well, then this stuff doesn't really happen, period, does it? I mean, this guy is hurt.
He did a major disservice.
Yeah. Yes. And he used that as an excuse to try to defend his fucking pathological lie. It's un-fucking believable.
And
I mean,
he's like,
next level evil.
He's like trying, his people are like, now you're re-victimizing him through all of this. You know, you don't believe him, so you're re-victimizing him.
Yeah, making it's like, well, yeah, he lied and should be called out for. for it.
He's going to jail.
He needs to be in jail.
He's going to go to jail.
I think they're going to arrest him.
I mean,
but
by the way, the Chicago cops don't have
filing
enough to
a false
do.
Police also report.
Well, and the other thing, too, is like I was reading last night, because, you know, my model girlfriend's out of town, so I had some time on my hands. Shut up.
The one that hasn't fucked you for a year.
Yeah. Well, again, she's very busy being a fucking top model. But they were saying that, like, his scenes have already been cut, even though we don't know everything yet, that he had, like, 4 scenes in the final episode, and now it's down to 2. Well, no, you're fired now. Innocent until proven guilty, but...
No, he's guilty.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
No, but here, I think that Empire still is going to have the largest amount of viewers for that season finale than they've had in years.
That's a good point.
When it comes down to it, networks care about the numbers. And if having him on the show brings in viewers because they're just freaking curious, then I think that they're going to keep him.
I heard they wrote him off, though. They already decided to take him off the series.
See, you're
they
giving me to. More updates than I knew.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's I heard they were going to take
him. No, it makes sense.
But I think you're right. It will boost the ratings while he's on. I think that's 100% accurate. Absolutely.
Well, the question is, how do they kill him off? Or do they just...
Oh, with a noose and some bleach, I feel. Yeah, don't you think they're going to do that?
We're talking about the best
it's right there.
We're talking about the most realistic way.
A lot of cutout letters.
At a Subway.
He's a big character on the show, is he not?
He chokes on a Subway sandwich.
It can't be too important to the series.
Season. It was good. I never watched it. I don't know. He's not famous. This man is not famous. He's an idiot.
Well, from nooses to nooses...
Mm. We give her a segue.
That was a perfect segue.
That's terrible.
Someone else who's getting in trouble for using a noose, Burberry. They say that they're deeply sorry for sending a model down their runway during Fashion Week with a noose.
This is a ridiculous.
Design House said it was going for a quote nautical theme.
Is she wearing the Gucci black lip turtleneck?
Blue and white, right?
A nautical theme, but admits it made a mistake. Now, if we can bring up the image of it,
this is unbelievable.
If this is a nautical theme, the
pirates
I'm sorry,
did hang people.
But I believe your full fur outfit is going to get destroyed in the water because it's. A fur
and it's
coat.
When I see that, I think ships. So,
yeah. Basically, one of the models who was involved in this show said that suicide had impacted her life personally. She had a family member who committed suicide.
Oh,
she wrote a post about how this was extremely upsetting to her, saying suicide is not fashion. It's also with rising suicide
rates. By the way, it absolutely is.
She said this is the horrifying history of lynching. Should be enough to stop the brand from presenting something that resembles a noose. The CEO apologized for the item, and I believe it's been taken out of the collection. I'm not entirely sure. Says it was insensitive, and they made a mistake.
Yeah, now, very.
I actually have a clip.
I always sail in a noose.
I have a clip of a real nautical noose, if we could show it. They really missed the mark. They should have looked at this for inspiration.
Yeah, aren't they more like naughty type things?
Yeah. Well, now that you're here, why don't you give me a hand? You know,
I love
you get to face up to these problems. You're just a little upset right now.
Be long enough to go that
I watched this show every morning before going to school.
You're just taking this too hard.
I love the show.
You get to face up to everything, you know?
You got to make sure it's very strong.
Boy, people are sure going to be glad to see that you're okay when we get back.
Long enough.
I hardly wait to see him.
I feel like he's
come walking back into camp.
There was never a time where he was.
He's got like Donald Trump's
here,
butt.
Here, let me do that for you. What we'll do tomorrow, we'll spend the whole day fishing. Get together with
Leave?
You, we'll spend the whole day on the beach. And after fishing, we'll. Gillick!
Thanks, Skipper. I'll handle it from now.
No, I won't let you do it.
But I lost the minnow.
We both lost the minnow.
When this also applies to Jeffrey, too.
It's really dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking about killing each other because
we both failed.
In fact, so this is fine. Keanu, you said in the green room that no longer will you wear Burberry after this.
I did. I will no longer wear Burberry.
I won't either.
I can afford it, I guess. No, I will never wear Burberry again,
no,
I guess.
What are they known for? What is Burberry?
I like their winter coats.
I like their winter coats a lot.
My brother's signature scent is Burberry Touch, but
like
I can't
nooses.
Afford Burberry.
By the way, Dave, what's your signature scent?
Givenchy Pie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Givenchy.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Sounds fancy. Too fancy for
Did
me.
Did you make that up?
No, is it's a real thing? Givenchy, isn't it?
Is it Givenchy?
You said it like Givenchy. Because
I'm from the Midwest.
That's yeah, right. Come
we
on.
We ruin everything.
Why are you making fun of Detroit?
Givenchy.
right by Chicago.
Every fucking thing about fashion is suicidal.
Yeah.
Like starving yourself to looking like, you know, one of those people that you... For the cost of a cup of
Huge
coffee.
Huge black Alien. Eyes. Like yes.
High heels.
Yeah. Heroin.
Suicidal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I love a person with like bags.
But how do you eyes, say so. That your Gilligan episode where a guy has a leaf noose is the same as what's clearly
Don't put this on
a
me.
Noose?
Don't put
no, but I mean, that's not the same. Like, it's
well,
a noose.
I was making a joke.
No, not you. I mean the designer.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
that's I just, see. That's, yeah.
Well, apparently that girl said something before she walked the runway, and they told her, shut up, go sit down, talk, call somebody, because this is fashion.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, I love the little world that they live in. Well, this is coming off, and I don't even know if we have it ready, but this is coming off the, was it, that, like, turtleneck thing that looked like blackface?
It was
Yeah. Like, this is how, what a strange world they live in.
Well, I think it's because all these fashion houses want to be cutting edge, and they want to do something, and it's art meets fashion. But really, it's all about commercialism, and they're hoping to sell this stuff, and...
Who'd buy this ugly shit? And it's Black History Month. Hello, Katy Perry, Gucci, Burberry, like, four... Yeah, like there's four
Saturdays.
That's what I was referencing when I said at least she wasn't wearing that with the noose.
Okay, see, yeah.
Because I saw that. This is horrible, though.
What the fuck is that?
Like, how would you design this and not go, oh, fuck.
Yeah, this could be problematic.
Yeah.
The worst part is that's seven. Yeah, that was a picture of she took. That was a selfie at her apartment. Very, I don't know what you were thinking.
No, I was never a Boy Scout. Shocking. And I didn't learn how to tie knots, but I don't even feel like that noose knot was a nautical one.
It's not.
No.
That was just a noose.
That
was,
like,
unless,
that was,
yes.
Unless you consider Alabama in the 50s nautical.
they did like an isolated scene of Mississippi Burning. They're like, do that.
Yeah, it's
Maybe they should just
own it.
What
a sailor.
They're like trying to go for a suicide theme.
I'm still waiting for PETA to be outraged about the fur she was wearing.
It had to have been fake fur. They weren't going to double down.
But who's wearing a big fur coat and that? Like, who is it for? Anytime you see a model on a runway, nobody buys that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen anything go from runway to person?
Well, now, Seven, you have an
example. He does for, like, super
uber. Super rich,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Wealthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a lot of experience in this world, mostly because you're a bigot. But, like, how does that work? Like, when you see something that's so weird and ostentatious on the runway, how does that translate into actual clothes being bought? Like, I never understood that.
It's either, like, that crazy thing gets the designer some attention, or there are people who want to show up to, like, the Met Art Gallery or gala or whatever, and so they're going to pick and choose those crazy pieces. So,
do you think it's just, like, people in Asia?
A lot of people in Asia.
No, really, because
really.
A lot of their fashion is,
Oriental.
Like, is very out there.
Extra. Yeah. Really extra.
Because I saw Crazy Rich Asians. I know.
Okay.
You basically... Well, I always maintain that, like, this politically correct culture has ruined you from getting some vaguely Asian roles.
I know.
You could pull it off. Something... Yeah.
You know, I feel really bad for Emma Stone in that Hawaii movie where she played part Asian.
Oh, I don't even remember that one.
She got
she really?
Into a lot of trouble for that. Granted, that was awful casting because
yeah,
she doesn't
really
look
bad.
Any part Asian.
She's
but...
a ginger.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying that.
No. I'm part Asian.
Are you?
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
Part Asian, though.
Part
yeah.
Asian. Asian don't raisin.
See, she could get away with
oh,
saying
heck
that.
Don't crack. Asian don't raisin.
What did you say about white?
White? Swack? I don't know.
White ages poorly.
Yeah, white. White, you're fucked.
White sucks.
I got one. I think I've been terrible with segues all week because I'm bad at them to begin with. From catwalks to cats. Come on.
Okay.
That's all right. Yeah, that's acceptable.
You go, Bill.
Karl Lagerfeld, apparently a gay Revolutionary War ghost with sunglasses, just died. and he doesn't like people, so he put all of his money into his fucking cat. God, I hate people. I might hate people more than you do at this point. He died in Paris on Tuesday, age 85. Boy, talk about waiting it out. And best known as the legendary designer behind the luxury fashion house Chanel, but in his later years, his adoptive cat, I can't pronounce it. Chappelle.
Oh, he did. Chappelle. He adopted it?
Chappelle.
Lagerfeld. Yeah, he didn't give birth to it, even though it looks like he did. He told CNN in 2013, "There is no marriage yet for human beings and animals. I never thought I would fall in love with a cat."
He took the cat from someone. It wasn't even his.
Yes.
He put "yet" in there, though.
He was kitty sitting this cat.
Kitty sitting, yes.
And he just decided to keep it because Carl does what Carl wants. I believe that's a tagline.
Can
for
I please keep
line.
Your cat?
That is a pretty cat.
The cat, don't give him credit. The cat has already got 120,000 followers, and it has also been the inspiration for a children's book. Who buys this? The Private Life of a High-Flying Fashion Cat. They're wondering how much money this cat's going to get in the will. I'm old here. I'm the senior member here. I'm old enough to remember Leona Hemsley and how much money she left for her dog, which was millions of dollars.
Yeah. It's just high rude. Price.
And I'm worried. If I go to UD first, I'm worried that this is going to happen to this cat because this guy is just a horrible fucking human being. And I'm going to say it, good riddance. And now I think that all of his money is going to go to that little piece of shit.
I never would have taken him for somebody that liked pussy. It's so bizarre. Much. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like him.
A lot of rich people do this, though, over time. It's not just that, but like, they will relieve their money to their cats and their animals, just millions and millions of dollars.
It's like, crazy. You know what? Fuck charity. It's going to the cat.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think when that happens, you just decide what charity it goes to.
Yeah.
Like, as a society, we vote. We just go look. It's like maybe a family gets this. We all agree. Or
like underfed models.
Yeah, maybe give it to the models.
Yeah.
Like, the cat doesn't give a shit.
No.
It's a cat.
Unless the cat killed him.
We don't know.
We don't know that for
all
sure.
All the facts are not in about cats. Maybe they do give a shit and we're not aware. Mm-hmm. Seven, I'm worried you're going to do this to Ella.
I'm not going to do this to Ella, but I will say that Karl Lagerfeld at one point said that if you wear sweatpants, like your life is over. Well, fuck you, Karl Lagerfeld. Fuck you. I'm comfortable and my shit is not pinching around my waist.
Yeah.
And Gino wears those sweatpants never, in strip clubs.
He's never had a yeast infection.
I mean, he doesn't have lady parts on the inside where the jeans poke in and your menstruals and things that hurt.
I don't know. If you look at how he looked, he may have been a walking yeast infection.
Yeah, are we sure about that? I feel like it's a ponytail at least. Has
Yeah.
I feel like I have a UTI right now. Like I.
Yeah, just looking at him.
Everything hurts.
God damn. Keanu, good cause or great cause? This poor suffering cat that doesn't even know that Carl's dead.
Carl is a monster. This is an absolute travesty. He's a disgrace. That is just rude. It's just rude. There are so many starving models in the world. Because of him, and he's going to give all the money to the cat. But then what happens? What happens? So do we really have to decide as a society what to do with the money? Or
I think we do it.
That's why estate taxes aren't necessarily a bad thing, particularly since I have no estate to give away. I don't give a shit. But like this cat doesn't care. This cat would have eaten him if he had died alone right next to the cat.
I just love that he stole it from somebody, too. Like, actually, I loved watching your cat. I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. I don't think there was a discussion.
You know,
if you get close to the cat, though, and maybe have your own set of documents and then take its little paw and print the cat's The cat's not going to tell anybody.
I love that.
You know, I mean, it seems as legitimate,
not
you know.
Under arrest.
Yeah, that's right? That's actually the plot of Ocean's Nine. my favorite, though, is always when a celebrity dies. The celebrities who come out and do these posts about them and how great they were. My favorite tweet, though, was from Karen Fian, and she goes, "Karl Lager fell and he can't get up." And it was so hacky and awful, but I love stuff like that.
Oh, God, he is a fucking horrible human being and good riddance. We'll edit that out, guys, in case Karl Lagerfeld's estate is
Karl Lager fell and he can't get up. That's funny.
That's great.
Isn't that funny?
She's so much more than just her Instagram butt shots.
I know. She can be thirsty and funny, you guys.
That's a t-shirt. Guys, this was as much fun as I knew it was going to be. Let's go around the table. Give us your plugs. Mr. Landau, you first.
Check me out every day. Anthony Cumia Show with Dave Landau, 4 to 6 p.m. right on this network. Tour dates, DaveLandau.com.
Do it.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I almost did that good.
Seven. Who's your next victim? You've had a couple on this channel.
Tomorrow, my next victims are...
Landau works here?
I do.
Here he is.
Not for that long.
You live here. He works here.
I sleep outside in my car.
All right.
I am so nervous for your dog and his drinking when he comes through that door.
I know.
No, I'm doing MTV's X on the Beach reunion tomorrow. That'll be crazy stupid fun.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a bunch of just jacked up, drinked up, coked up millennials who are all fighting.
Nice.
So that's on my agenda, but check out my YouTube channel, Mind Your Beauty. And I am actually dropping some new stuff this week. I did a photo shoot, really cool. And I have plans for you, my friend.
By the way,
check that out, Mind Your Beauty on YouTube.
Well, and by the way, I recommend this too. Even if you don't know or care anything about hair and makeup specifically, it's a great thing to watch if you're stoned. Like Seven's got like this very dulcet, you have a great like voiceover voice. And like, she does like, there's like a speed up stuff to it. And like, it's just like, it's very calming. I love watching it. And I don't know, shockingly, I don't know that much about makeup, even though I'm wearing a tremendous amount of foundation. But Keanu, what do you got?
Listen to The Weekend Sex, the one with Dave and Gino. Dave.
My name is
you're
Bill.
Dave.
That's
Bill.
Dave. Yes.
Sorry, I was going to say that Dave, I think you're coming on soon.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to have Dave on March 11th.
It'll be entertaining. Yes. Me, not so much.
No, you're so entertaining.
I can't wait for your notes on the sex club.
Your episode is wild. He's coming on. This one will come out.
I have to hear this episode.
It's so good. It's very funny and horrifying.
He yells a lot.
Love it.
Yeah. So that one was good. Listen to The Week in Sex. It's on all the podcast platforms. And follow me at Keanu C. Thompson on all the
social
media.
And Alan's a good dude. I like him.
Alan is coming on, I believe, next week.
Yay.
Yes.
Very cool.
He was a lot of fun. Tolerated us. Guys, as usual, and unfortunately, we have to go to a PSA, or as I like to call it, a PSEA. Via one, Joanne Nosachinski. Let's go to the graphics. Thank you, NBC.
So listen, really the key to making a vision board, when you get your magazines and your glue sticks and your crayons, it's to create positive things that you keep in your life, not hate mail and ransom notes. So... I don't think go on to Pinterest if you need some like ideas, but otherwise, happy collaging.
I don't think anyone's ever said happy collaging in the history of history.